Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 50. Episode 50, that's pretty freaking cool. We made it this far. So thank you for all the support and getting here. So for this episode, I want to talk about something that I think we're all familiar with, and that's being in a funk, a slump, a rut, whatever you want to call it. You know, I get down all the time. That's life. It happens. And when it happens, you know, I don't feel particularly motivated or successful or any positive thing. I just kind of feel meh, you know, like nothing big is happening. You know, nothing bad is necessarily going down, but at the same time, nothing big, nothing positive. There's no momentum. You know, I'm just existing. And that's no way to live, and I'm sure you can relate to that. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of really simple ways that I get myself out of a funk. I have a couple of ideas and then a couple of practices that you can put in place, and I think they're going to be really helpful for you. Real quick, before I do get into that, quick reminder to subscribe, to rate, and review if you could. I currently do this podcast 3 times a week, 3 episodes a week. And coming soon, get excited. I'm going to be doing a weekly or bi-weekly, haven't decided yet, really fun, entertaining, co-hosted segment. And I think you're really going to like it. So make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever. If you're also, if you're a kind soul and want to drop a 5-star rating and review on iTunes as well, that would be dope. It helps the show grow, really close to 1,000 right now. So that would be awesome. I'd appreciate you. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I post a lot there. I love chatting with you all. So go ahead, slide on to the DM. We could chat there. So let's get into it. You know, like I said, I want to do an episode on getting out of a slump. I feel like that's a pretty relatable thing. I think we all go through it. And again, here's how I'm defining it. You know, it's you're living, but you're not really progressing. Not much of anything is happening. Nothing exciting, no real progress, no real momentum, but you're not sad. Nothing like that, but you do kind of recognize that you're just blah, that you're meh, that you're not getting the most out of your life right now. You're just doing things. You're just doing stuff. You're just living. And I've been in a bit of those lately. You know, I've got a lot going on, but kind of outside of all those projects and creative things I'm doing, I was kind of like blah, to be honest, you know, just to be real. A couple of weeks ago, like I came to kind of recognize this. I remember I was walking out of an office building in downtown Chicago. I was going down an escalator and coming up the other one slowly with someone that I used to work with. And this guy was like, "Case, what's up, man? You know, what's going on?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, I'm off to do things. I'm doing things." That was literally what I said. And I said it kind of jokingly as I tend to do, but like I legit didn't have a better answer. I was going to a meeting or something like that, but to me it was just a thing. You know, it was just another thing that wasn't necessarily leading to a better thing or progress or anything like that. It was just the thing. It was just living. It was just part of the routine. And I kind of hate that, because to me that answer and kind of how I was feeling, that feels like a bit of a slump. It feels like a funk. It feels like I'm in a rut. And honestly, to my point here, like I get in funks all the time, quick little ones that I force myself to get out of. But that's just it. I force myself to get out of them. And that's something that I've gotten really good at. Yeah, I can get in a funk frequently, but I'm also really good at getting out of it, at recognizing it and then moving on. And it's something that I've really come to understand, not only how to get out, but also why it's happening in the first place. And I think you could probably relate to that, right? You know, we all get in slumps. And sometimes we struggle to get out of them, frankly. And then we look back and we're like, wow, you know, I was in a funk for a long time. But as our boy Drizzy Drake says, you know, we're here for a good time, not a long time. So to me, you know, being in a funk for too long is just a terrible waste of the life that you've been given. You know, certainly isn't fun. Certainly isn't a good time. You know, and it's a time where you're not really getting any better or doing something that you love or anything like that. So I think it's time to learn how to break out of them as fast as you can so that you can get back to just kicking ass and progressing yourself. So the question is how? How do you do that? Obviously, I wrote down, as I normally do, a couple of things that I do when I'm feeling this way. I think they'll really help. But before I get to the first one, I would point out that, you know, when you're feeling in a slump or just down or not, you're not completely motivated, you certainly should do everything in your power, in my opinion, to energize yourself and get yourself back to your normal enthusiastic demeanor and all that. But sometimes you do just need to sit with that feeling a bit, because I think it could teach you things. Someone messaged me the other day saying something similar, saying that they were feeling meh, not their usual self. They had a bad day, like a really rough day. And you know, what can I do? I feel blah. And my advice, I was just like, accept it. Just live with it and go to sleep. You know, you don't always need a knee-jerk reaction to things. Sometimes, frankly, and maybe you're going to disagree, but sometimes you just need to be negative to get those negative vibes out of you, to stop trying to push it down and hide it. Just let it rip, you know, let it go. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And when I practice this, I found that after maybe a couple of hours or maybe at most a day of just accepting my mood and funk, that I snap out of it naturally. So take that for what it's worth, but I've found it to be true. Now, if that doesn't work for you and you're like, Case, that sounds like a slippery slope, man, because if I start accepting my funk that I'm in, I'm more likely to only slip further into it. If you're saying that, I say, great, because I've got some practices that work really well for me to get yourself out of it. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And these are pretty specific. Some of them are mindsets, of course, because I'm the dude who believes in the power of mindset, right? I think it could be the key to pretty much everything. So some are mindset and others are literally just things that you can do. So I'll start with the thing. And this one, you know, one of the hands down best ways to snap out of a funk is to listen to the right kind of music. Seriously, music is just so freaking powerful. So powerful. It has the power to just absolutely transform your mood, to invigorate you and snap you out of your funk rather immediately. You know, it really does. And in so many ways, I wish I could play some music right now for you to prove a point, but you know, copyrights, internet, lawyers, things like that. So, oh well, but I'm sure for you that there are certain songs that remind you of certain events in your life. You know, good events, exciting events, events from the past. And recalling those good events, I've found can be really powerful enough, in fact, to make me realize that my current funk, my current status, my current context is only temporary, and that I can go back to being that awesome dude who had that awesome experience again. That sounds so simple, but I'm very serious. You know, I'm a big house music guy, EDM guy. Whenever I hear specific songs, I remember those experiences. Can't Stop Me Now by Tiesto or the Salt and Shed remix of Walls. Like, I remember those songs. And if I listen to them now, I so distinctly remember 2013 in Chicago, Soldier Field, Spring Awakening Music Festival. I remember that day because it was awesome. It was a sunny day. It was an amazing day. I was with friends. I also remember being that guy. I had no shirt on, had these really short shorts on, had a fanny pack. I was just being an absolute tool. It was great. But you know, I remember it really well and how fun it was. And that's a great and happy memory. And it just invigorates me. If I were to be in a funk right now and listen to that song, it would put a smile on my face. And I would associate that song with that event. And to me, that does great things. You know, the right music has the power to remind you that you can control your happiness, what you're doing right now. So I'd encourage you to put on some music that has meaning to it, to you, the right music. You know, don't put on sad music or some kind of breakup playlist or something like that. Put on something that energizes you because it has meaning associated with the past. Now, at the same time, maybe that's not your thing and you don't have music necessarily that reminds you of the past, or maybe you're honestly just trying to move away from the past and just focus on the future. I get that. I respect that. In that case, I would just say just find some awesome music. You know, I have my own playlist on Spotify that I've made to just make me happy. And I play it all the time when I'm in a funk. Again, it's mostly banging house tunes, but it's awesome. Puts a big old goofy smile on my face because it puts me in the zone. And when I'm in that zone, I think and just see so much more clearly. I can see that I'm in a funk, which is important for one. And I can see then that I have the power to get out of it just by listening to music. So if it's that simple, then taking another action should be even more simple. You know, maybe I'll share the playlist with you all on Instagram, But the lesson here, I think, is that you should find some music that just puts you in that zone. Personally, I find that electronic music does that because it tends to be really upbeat, less vocals in general. Usually has buildups and drops that sometimes they call it like euphoric. And that's just meant, it means that it's meant to make you feel awesome. I think that's science, right? A little bit of science in there or something. I don't know. But I do know that I personally can go from being in a huge funk and feeling totally meh to just blasting some bangers. And next thing you know, I'm jumping around like a total fool and I'm back to being myself. So I'd really encourage you to try that. You might be saying, yeah, I know this case, but maybe you just need that little reminder. If you're in a funk, go put on some music. So that's one. Here's another specific thing that you could do. So that if you're feeling in a funk, stop sleeping in and stop hitting the snooze button. Seriously. I'm as guilty as they come when it comes to hitting the snooze button. I can literally snooze for an hour, maybe 2 hours, and that's hitting the alarm every 6 minutes, which is insane. I can't believe that. When you're in a funk though, you know, you lack motivation, right? It's the definition. You might not see the point in getting up. You're not energized to start your day. To you, hitting snooze is just, it's a great way to actually delay getting up and continuing to be meh. So you naturally decide to hit that off, to put that off. You snooze, you sleep in. But if you truly want to snap out of it and be happy and energized again, you got to stop doing that. Plain and simple, you need to stop. And I struggle with that so much. I'm not a morning person to begin with. And when you combine that with being in a funk, it is bad news bears for me. It's like the perfect storm. So here's what I do. It's really simple. I'm sure you've read this kind of advice previously, but I put my phone not next to my bed, nowhere near my bed, and I have long arms, so I'm talking 10 feet away. I put my phone all the way across the room, and I just jack up the volume on the alarm, and it blares in the morning when it goes off, and I've never seen myself get up faster than when that bad boy starts yelling at me. You know, I set it for the exact time that I want to get up, and then I'm forced to get up, and I've got it. And yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm miserable. I'm cursing like a freaking sailor, but and I'm tempted to go back to sleep, but I'm not. And I'm out of bed and I'm up. And, you know, trailing off of that, you know, I've established a really solid morning routine as well. Following taking a shower and all that stuff, it involves coffee, it involves a healthy dose of house music, it involves 100 push-ups, some stretching, and then just kind of sitting in my chair way up in my apartment on the Chicago River, and it's great. You know, I get energized from that routine, but most of all, I get energized from the fact that I wasn't a total chump and hit snooze 5 times and that I'm running late and then I'm anxiously pounding coffee. You know, that only exacerbates your slump. You know, it's baby steps. And I think we can agree that not hitting snooze is a small thing to do. So start by not hitting snooze anymore. You know, maybe let's make a pact not to do it. One last thing, and then we'll get into mindsets you could do here. I find that when I'm in a slump, I become kind of antisocial, that I don't really want to socialize, that people frankly kind of annoy me, you know, and in some kind of twisted form of logic, I'm like, you know, how can this person talking to me not see that I'm in a slump and they need to treat me different, or stop annoying me, person, or why can't this person see that I'm in a slump and then offer to help or whatever, you know, it's totally circular logic that doesn't make any sense, but I guess that's just being human, you know, I want to go left and right and up and down and everything. It just doesn't compute. It just doesn't make sense. You know, most of all, though, when I'm in a slump, I alienate myself. You know, I'm not energized to hang out with people. Certainly don't want to meet new people. I'm just meh. You know, I think you could probably relate to that. I think that's pretty common. You just kind of, you don't call out this, but you kind of just want to wallow in your own misery a little bit. Anyway, I find that a really good way to snap out of the slump is to do the opposite of that, is to stop saying no to invites, to stop saying no to going out, to socialize, and just say yes instead. Sounds easy enough, right? You know, throw yourself into some social scenarios, go to a party, go to a coffee with a friend, whatever. Just do something, anything that's just not alone. And yeah, certainly it might backfire. You might be like, this is why I don't go out, or something, but I found that more likely than not, it will help you regain your perspective, could put a smile on your face, and could turn things around. So ignore my advice from a couple episodes ago where I kind of just encouraged you to be a regular old Steven Glansberg and be alone. In the case of being in a rut, that's the last thing I want you to do. I want you to get your ass out there and just go. You know, sound good? I think these are three easy things to do, right? Music, morning routines, friends, pretty simple. Maybe you could even combine them. I think there's these like morning dance parties that I've seen in Chicago. I think they're in New York as well. And maybe that's your thing. I don't know. I'm just saying that these are three small things that you could do to get your ass moving in the right direction again. Now, quickly, onto two simple mindsets. And I'll keep it to two. And the first is important because whenever I'm in a funk, I find that sometimes I can think myself into an even deeper and more prolonged funk. And that's certainly something that I want to avoid. You know, I find that whenever I'm in a funk, I'm like, Case, you're in a funk. And because you're in a funk, you're not doing amazing things. And because you're not doing amazing things, you're falling behind everyone else. You're moving so slow. Everyone else is moving fast and doing things. And look at you. Look at you. Look how happy they are. And look at you. Right? And that's the kind of the internal dialogue. So I'm thinking along those lines. And then as a result, you fall even further into your funk. You know, your funk and your thinking is making you even funkier, right? You know, and it's like kind of like quicksand. I think you can relate to that. I don't think I'm alone in that, overthinking it. Anyway, I think the best way to combat this type of thinking is to ignore that type of thinking entirely, to stop comparing. And yes, I know I talk about this all the time, but within this context, I think it's worth hearing again in that you need to stop comparing your behind the scenes with other people's highlight reels and realize that everyone moves at different paces and achieves things at different times. You know, you might be in your long distance run mode where you're pacing yourselves, whereas everyone else is sprinting. But guess what? You know, they're bound to tire and slow, but you have energy for your big sprint. It's a good analogy, right? I just made that up on the spot. I'm not even a runner. I think that makes sense, right? It makes sense to me. Anyway, stop worrying about falling behind because that only makes your funk worse. And to that, I have a simple piece of advice which falls in line with things that I've said before, and that's to stop taking things so seriously. When you're in a funk, by definition, you're taking things too seriously. You're overthinking things. You're putting too much weight on your current state of affairs and your current kind of down state. Everything annoys you. You're down on yourself. You don't think you'll ever get out of it. We need to stop that. Stop it. We need to stop it. You know, I think we need to go, simply put, have some freaking fun. Or at a minimum, try to get a smile on your face as best you can. I think, you know, when like you're taking a picture, like maybe a group photo or a photo with someone else and you're smiling, but then the camera isn't right or everyone is shuffling. And so you need to hold the smile until everyone gets right. Or, you know, your mom or your dad is taking the photo and she keeps covering the lens with her finger, or she can't quite figure it out. And she's slowly trying to get you fully in the frame while you're holding that smile. And you're like, Mom, the meatloaf. And your smile is becoming awkward because you're not genuinely smiling anymore. And nothing is really making you smile. Nothing is really funny. And it's just kind of like, holding that smile. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, in those kind of scenarios, I always try to think of something funny that makes me genuinely smile. For me, that's this scene from Lethal Weapon 4. Really random, but I've always died laughing in this scene where it's Mel Gibson's character prank calls Joe Pesci's character, and he's charading as someone looking to hire Joe as a private investigator. And Joe's all excited to get the call. And then in a really funny fake accent, Mel Gibson is like, yes, I was wondering if you'd be willing to investigate my privates. And it's just the way he does it. Everyone's reaction is hilarious, and I lose it every time. I'm also, I guess I have the sense of humor of a 14-year-old, but anyway, that literally never fails to put a smile on my face, whether that's when I'm trying to take a photo or when I'm intentionally trying to be happy and I just don't want to take things so seriously. I can conjure that up. I can think of that. So that was the bit of a random thing to say, but I want to encourage you to just chill and relax and not take things so seriously. If you can, think of something that makes you laugh or smile or whatever, or just go out, get out of there, get out of that way of thinking that your funk is gloom and doom and will just last forever. It won't. And ultimately it won't matter because, you know, you're bigger than that, certainly, and life just isn't that serious. Again, life is the result of the choices that you make. So if you can recognize that you're in a funk, you can then take the necessary steps to snap out of it. And you can also recognize that you 100% can handle everything that life throws your way. I firmly believe that. And if you can realize that and recognize it, then no funk is going to stick around for too long. So to wrap, do you want me to end with a Dr. Seuss quote? Because I can do that. I can make that happen. So here's a quote from the venerable Doc Seuss. He goes, when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. And the quote ends there, but I guess had he listened to this episode, he'd be saying, unslumping yourself is not easily done, but you can try some of the things Case said. They help a ton. That rhymed. Amazing. Look at that. Anyway, I think you just, frankly, take Dr. Seuss's advice, take my advice, and just don't take things so seriously, and just try your best to unslump yourself. Try some of these things, you know, stop listening right now if you're in a slump, and just get out there and try some of these mindsets, try some of these practices. I hope you find some of them helpful and valuable. They work really well for me. I think they could work for you as well. So that's it. I'll end it right there. As always, I would love to know what you think. If you have some other practices, I could probably talk about this for an hour, but I wanted to keep it simple. So shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Shoot me a DM if you have a particular request for an idea for an episode. Anything like that. We'd love to chat with you. So until next episode, I'm out.